USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is blasting a key Democrat, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, who is promising further congressional action following a statement from Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Wednesday.
Jerry Nadler just proved that he shouldn't be the chairman of that committee by saying Jerry Nadler has figured out already without an investigation that he's going to respond to the crimes of the president.
Giuliani was speaking there on Fox News. Now, Congressman Nadler did hold a press conference just after 2 o'clock Eastern when he said,
"With respect to impeachment question, at this point all options are on the table and nothing should be ruled out."
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the U.S. is not trying to start a conflict with Iran. He spoke to reporters on a plane while flying to Jakarta.
"I don't think anyone wants a war with Iran. I don't think you'll find people in the national security apparatus that wants a war with Iran."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After increasing for the last 20 years, the Centers for Disease Control reports a decline in new cases of diabetes. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Researchers at the CDC report new cases of diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. decreased by 35% since a peak in 2009. The report is being described as a first sign that efforts to stop the nation's epidemic of diabetes have been working. New cases have declined from 1.7 million per year in 2008 to 1.3 million new cases in 2017. The number of people living with diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. has remained stable during the past 8 years. I'm John Clemens.
Millions of Americans from Texas to New York could be in store for some wicked weather today. The National Weather Service says this includes tornadoes, damaging wind, and large hail. The warning comes after 19 tornadoes were reported across 5 states on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A new study from the Mercatus Center says the main reason that teens are having a difficult time finding jobs over the summer is due to the fact that many states are raising the minimum wage. Now, as minimum wage hikes continue to occur, employers are looking for applicants who have more experience rather than that 16-year-old who's hoping to land his or her first job. Larry Winget is a pit bull of personal development. He joins Fox News and says it's rather unfortunate this is the road employers are having to go down because teens are able to learn so much from that first job.
It is a tough situation, but the nice thing is that you learn once you have the job, you learn a little respect for having a job, I believe. And I think one of the opportunities here is for kids to learn what it takes to get a job, then what it takes to keep that job, what it takes to keep your boss happy, how to serve customers. All of those things make you a better human being. And I think that's the real value here. Plus, the feeling that you have internally for your self-esteem, that you're not going to be judged based on how many likes you get on your cell phone, on your social media pages, but you're going to be judged based on how hard you work, right, and are rewarded for that work, and then the freedom that comes from spending that money you earn.
And finally, Amazon is introducing the newest addition to the Echo family. Echo 5 is a smaller version of the Echo Show with a 5.5-inch screen. It costs around $90, which is the cheapest Echo device featuring a screen. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.